Welcome to Ablaze, a podcast about being beacons of light for God. Today's shout out goes to my affiliate partner, DraftToDigital.com, a free book creator which lets you choose what goes in your book from start to finish. To find out more, click on the red button on my ebooks page at silvercross.com/ebooks. In today's show, I'm interviewing Rachel B, who manages Bristol Hospitality Network, and open mic is on. Today I'm interviewing Rachel B of BHN in Bristol, a charity which supports migrants mainly through the offering of spare rooms in people's houses. Hi Rachel.
Hi.
How did BHN happen?
Ah, well, that's a bit of a story, but I'll try and give you the potted version.
Okay.
So it was late 2008, and a friend of mine, Naomi Milner, she was studying about migration through her geography study, and she also was volunteering at Bristol Refugee Rights, which is a drop-in centre for asylum seekers and refugees in Bristol. And at that time, there was no accommodation provision for people who were refused asylum seekers. So you could do a certain amount. You could give them food bank vouchers. You could direct them to the night shelter. And you could give them a tent or a sleeping bag. But you couldn't do anything beyond that. There was no long-term support. After a short time volunteering there, Naomi realised that this wasn't enough. It was okay to do that, and good to do that, but not enough to do that alone. And that's because without accommodation, where are people going to build their life from? Where are they going to be able to find new evidence for a further asylum claim, which they're all entitled to make? And so she called a meeting, and we met in the bottom of this cafe. And there was three families there, three households, totally different households. And we talked about whether we might be able to do something for people who needed somewhere to live. And there was a bit of a faith motivation, I think, for all three of the households involved. The first one was a couple of vicars who had got together later in life, and they lived out of town, so in the countryside, and it was quite a difficult journey to get to for people with no money, so they'd have a bike but no money. And they offered people long-term accommodation in their home, which was really very generous of them. They were at that time in their 70s. And then there was also a family who lived in the city centre, and they had a two-bedroom house, and they had three kids. And they moved their three children from the children's bedroom into their bedroom with them and let their spare room for free to a BHN member for about 18 months. So that was the second family. And the third setup was a kind of community house, an experimental community. And so that was the house that I was living in at that time with a number of other people. And we'd read Shane Claiborne, basically, and independently decided that we all ought to do something, and we all ought to move to this area, and felt quite called to it, really, and had somehow magically all got together at this moment. And we had this house rented, dreadful house, but anyway, it was a rented house with a spare room, and that was the whole point. So we rented something that we could afford, but with a spare room. And it was in the middle of this area, which is Easton in Bristol. And we had this spare room, and we were like, what should we do with our spare room? And we prayed about it, and we thought about it, and we decided, oh, well, we'll see what comes up. And then Naomi invited us to this meeting. So that was the household. And we said, oh, great, we've got a spare room. We'll do this thing, this hosting thing. That was 2008, and now it's 2019. And the community, that initial community, hosted for about a year and a half. And then from then, I bought a house and moved BHN people in. So I've had people live with me, about 45 or something. People have lived for about an average of about 9 to 10 months each since 2008. So sometimes it's been quite full. It's been 4 or 5 guests. Sometimes there's been one. It's depended on the time. And so that's been quite a journey for me personally, just in terms of hosting. But BHN, we from that meeting, we had three places. So we were like, great, we've got three places. So we moved three people in. We thought that'll be all right. We don't need to be a charity. We don't need to have any particular rules or anything. We can just do this funny hosting thing together, and we'll do it as a kind of community action, and we'll support one another through the process. So that was really where we were coming from with it. And very soon we realised that it was all it was really well to think that you could do it without any kind of structure, but it was useful to have a little bit of structure. And we were asked whether we would be interested to meet somebody who had thought they might be able to invest in housing. And so we said yes, because to say yes, that's the best thing. So always have a meeting. So we said, okay, great, we'll meet this guy. So we met up with them, and they said, well, I'd like to buy a house for destitute asylum seekers to live in. And we thought, oh, great. So we said, oh, lovely, do you want to buy it for us? And he said, yes. I said, oh, great. So we went through the process with him, which involved us becoming a charity so that we could be a recipient of that. And we rent it from him for £1 a year. And it's a 12-bedroom house. So it was a pretty amazing meeting outcome for that one. So we went from having 3, possibly 4 host families to also having a 12-bedroom house. So that meant that we were a charity, we had a 12-bedroom house, and then we had an ever-growing hosting network. And all of it was done by volunteers from 2008 to 2014. So a really committed board of trustees, a really committed group of volunteers, and that was our beginning, really. And then we got to 2014, and I had been working at Bristol Refugee Rights, the big welcome centre that I mentioned before. And I got to the end of a contract there, and I could have applied for extra funding for another kind of pitch of work there, but it felt like really the time had come for BHN to have a little bit more oversight. So at that point, I went to the rest of the board and said, I'd like to be paid to manage this now. And so they said, okay, great, let's do that, pretty much. And so I started working, and then we've done various other things. So we started a drop-in centre, we've expanded what we're doing in terms of hosting, and so we have about 100 people a week on a Monday for a welcome centre here in Easton, and we have lunch, and we have an advocacy team that specialises in supporting asylum seekers who refuse to make a fresh asylum claim. And we have games and art and sewing and a barber shop and some herbalists and a music group and English classes and English mentoring and mental health support and, you know, I could go on. So all sorts of different things have kind of come out of that Welcome Centre, which mean that the whole BHN family is able to come and access all of that stuff. And some of the people that have moved on are coming back as volunteers and regular members, and most of our members are volunteering for us in some way or another. So that's where we're on, and we're now at a point where there's I think it's about 3 full-time staff equivalent. There's actually about 7 staff, all very part-time, that make it all work. And so it's a different beast than it was in the very early days.
Completely.
Yeah.
It's almost at seed.
Yeah. Who knows what mighty tree will grow.
Exactly. So what does BHN need? How can people help?
Well, I think there's a few different things. I think, first of all, really, we need to be aware of what's going on with people seeking asylum in Britain. And most people are not aware. So the majority of people, if they did know what it was like for people to seek asylum, would be, I think, convinced of the need to argue against that. The majority of people with progressive mindset, I think, would say that. Not everybody with a progressive mindset understands the asylum system. So that would be one thing, and you know, we'll talk about that in a minute, but that would be one thing that people could do. The other thing, I think, is just if you're in Bristol, brilliant, get in touch with BHN. Maybe people might want to give financially or as a volunteer or as a host family. Amazing. So those are ways that people could be involved here in Bristol. If they don't live in Bristol, you might find that there's a nearer agency to you that does the same kind of thing as BHN. So there's an organisation called NACOM, the No Accommodation Network, and it's spelled NACCOM. And NACOM have a whole network of projects, a little bit like BHN, all over the country. And you can find your local project online. And that's one way of identifying a similar thing to BHN. Thinking, if you've been listening to this and thinking, oh, I'd really like to get involved in something like that, but you live in Middlesbrough, there's a project there. Or you live in London, there's a project there. Or you live in Edinburgh, there isn't one there. In Glasgow, there's a project there. Yeah. So if you kind of look on NACOM, you'll be able to find out a local project. And I think I would encourage people to invest in things that are local to their area if at all possible. Things that are involved in grassroots, local activism. And then you can really feel part of something. So those people that are involved in BHN, that are able to be involved locally, they really get involved. It's like our second family. And it's a really beautiful thing to be a part of. And I think that can be the case for projects around the country. So find a local one if you're not near us. But by all means, get in touch if you are.
Okay. For more information, you can head to www.bhn.org.uk. And to give to BHN, go to localgiving.org/charity/BHN. Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you.
Ablaze is taking a break until the 28th of October 2019 to support Breathe Media. Donate a t-shirt through bonfire.com/support-breathemedia for the USA, or go to clmlc.redbubble.com. To make a cash donation in the UK, text BREATHE to +19084431665 on WhatsApp. That's +19084431665. Or go to donorbox.org/support-breathe-media. May the spirit that came mightily upon Samson come mightily upon you. Go in the strength of God to oppose all that harms. Go in the seeing of God to expose all that deceives. Go in the mercy of God to bind up all that is broken. And now we'll leave you with Wendy Broby Blessing and John, who recorded for Open Mic.
Tu t'appelles, je suis, pour me dire je sais, parce que rien ne peut troubler mon cœur en paix. S'il faut que je te dise un mot, au-delà de tous mes mots, je te dirai, oh je t'aime, Shiloh. Shiloh, inscris ton nom dans mon esprit, sinon je ne saurais pas vivre en moi ta vie. Shiloh, ta gloire éclaire tout mon être, au nom de tout mon âme je vis. Tiens ma main sur le chemin, viens poser sur moi ta main, fais briller par ton amour les lendemains. Au palais des bien-aimés, où ta grâce me fait régner, je me réjouis de partager et t'aimer. Tendre ami, oh Shiloh, viens lever en moi le faux, établis dans mon cœur ce qu'il faut. tendre ami, oh Shiloh, viens lever en moi le faux, établis dans mon cœur ce qu'il faut. Shiloh, inscris ton nom dans mon esprit, sinon je ne saurais pas vivre en moi ta vie. Shiloh, ta gloire éclaire tout mon être, au nom de ton amour je vis. Ta parole me purifie et ton sang me justifie, Shiloh. Ta puissance me régénère, ton esprit en moi vénère la monteur de tout ton être, de tout mon cœur, pour toute ma vie je t'aime. Shiloh, inscris ton nom dans mon esprit, sinon je ne saurais pas vivre en moi ta vie. Shiloh, ta gloire éclaire tout mon être, au nom de ton amour je vis. Oh, tout mon cœur, pour toute la vie, je t'aime. Tout mon cœur, pour toute la vie, je t'aime. Oh, de tout mon cœur, pour toute la vie, je t'aime. Tout mon cœur, pour toute la vie, je t'aime.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.